Mr. Chan Cheng Yen, Real 10. Mr. Chan, who was in control of Malacca before the British landed in Malacca?
It's an old, nobody control at that time. You see, the Japanese are still there. And on the other side, we saw the member of the MPAJA. Those are the underground people that helps the British, you see. British make use of them also together. Then until the, when the British came in, then they set up the government there. And then when they set up the government, the military all came in, they know about volunteers and all. So there's a, I think there's a newspaper going on again. Then we were asked to go and meet them, report to the headquarters, like government people will call back to work, all essential services people will call back to work. So at the time I was not working with any of the government, so I go back to the headquarters and make my report, and then from there they call me, say I was interviewed because of after I make my report about my escape of death and all. So there's one officer in the military there. He's a flag lieutenant, you see. He's a big man there. So, don't know how, he wrote a letter to me for an interview. Then I went to see him at the Treasury office. His name is Flag Lieutenant Fletcher, you see. He's a very nice man. Then after he asked me the whole story, he record all everything, and then asked me whether I'm working anywhere. I said, I have no work yet. He said, you would like to work? I said, sure, definitely I like to work. I got families now, I have to work. So he gave me a job with the rubber buying unit, attached to the rubber buying unit. Those time, British came in, they need rubber, so they... I was put to the rubber buying unit and then attached to one of the godown. Just like that, you see.
Were there any clashes between the Japanese and the MPAJA members?
No, so far in town, no. Because Japanese have surrendered, they won't clash anymore, you see. There's not much clash. I don't think there's any clash. I can't remember yet.
Do you know what did the MPAJA members did in Malacca?
Just to keep an order only, like that. Something like policing only, you see. They just stand there and police themselves only. But when the British comes in, they are no more. It's taken over by the British administration, and then the police has been functioning again. And PAJA got nothing to do anymore. It's only a few days before, actually no government yet. The British hasn't come in yet, you see.
Where did they actually station themselves before the British came in?
Yeah, I don't know. They are all in the jungle, you see. They must have come out.
I mean, in Malacca itself, where did they station themselves?
I can't remember where they are stationed. Maybe they got their own association or what, some Chinese association or what. I can't remember that, you see. I didn't take notice about that.
What about the Japanese in Malacca? Did they do anything?
No, we don't do anything. When the British comes in, they have been detained. They are under prisoner of war again. They are put into one camp.
Do you remember when did the British come into Malacca?
That one I can't remember, you know. When was the surrender? It's 1965, isn't it?
45.
1945. September or what? September lah, during that month lah. Then automatically it goes out the whole Malaya lah.
You mentioned that you put claim to the volunteer headquarters.
Yeah, everyone put in a claim.
Were you given any other rewards besides compensation?
No. There's no reward, nothing. Only that they give us that medal. I show you that medal, isn't it?
What medal was it?
Those who are participating in the war of 1942, so they count that 1941 or 42 to 1945 war, but they don't count that way. It's a country from 1939 or something. I can't remember. I didn't bring that medal. And then you were given 6 medals. They include the Pacific War, the Southeast Asian War, everything is included there. See, I got 6 medals. I lost one, and plus my long service medal also. I've been in the force for nearly more than 10 years, so I was entitled to my long service medal. Just like that.
On the whole, how would you say that the Japanese occupation had affected your life?
Yeah, it's affected, not much affected my life, because I was not young and I was not schooling. Only to those children in schools were affected, you see. But it's only that a problem during the Japanese time was the earning, you see. The earning was very poor. And then, you see, people got to do some black market, buy and sell at that black market during the Japanese night. It's the only way people live, you see. Things are so expensive that the Japanese money is worthless, and in order to live, we have to sell some of our things. Where formerly, when inflation came, even a box of handkerchief that we buy a few dollars during the Japanese time, we could even sell up to $1,000-$2,000. There are people with a lot of money, they buy. I remember selling one box of handkerchief for $2,000. But what is $2,000 in the Japanese currency? It's no value at all. So when the Japanese surrendered at that time, I have quite a lot of money, you see. I've been doing black market work, this and that. But I was a bit smart at that time, you see. There are people selling British currency. So I anticipate that, you know. I got a few thousands of Japanese money. Then I bought over those British currency. Because there are people selling. Why? They've been owing some people, you see. So if they don't pay, they are afraid that they will have to pay. They owe in Japanese currency, they want to pay back in the Japanese currency. If not, they may get claims and all. Later on, there are some bad people, they may claim you owe him during the Japanese time. But that cannot be done. It's wrong, you see. People got a bad impression that time. They did not calculate that way. You see? So I got a few thousand dollars, I sell those Japanese currency. People wants to buy the Japanese currency. I just give them the Japanese currency, take over the British currency. I remember I had around, I took over around 300 British dollars and give them the Japanese currency. 20,000 I give, 20,000-30,000 Japanese money. I just buy over their money. Japanese money are worthless at that time. People been thinking, oh, some people got British, they sell it and then they want their Japanese money, because they said Japanese money, the British will pay them back. Actually, nobody get a cent. A lot of people lost like that, they say. There are some people I remember, very smart in making money that Japanese time. Some of them got connection with the Japanese Kempeitai, see. That's why they get all those money. These Kempeitai people, they just print whatever they like. Print, and buy. Like that. Worthless. You were not born. You should see how people live that time. But now the inflation is different. It's British currency. Still, our currency is very, very strong already. Right or not? See, between our currency and Malaysia lost 10% on their currency. Singapore currency is too strong already. It's no good also. Too strong is also no good.
Mr. Chan, what was your personal response to the British victory in 1945?
Huh?
What was your response to the British victory in 1945?
British victory? Everybody was hoping for the British to come back, you see. Because we don't like the Japanese. Japanese way is, the rules and all, is not very good. People suffer a lot in Japanese time. Especially we poorer people suffer a lot. British come back, everybody was so happy. And then, as time goes on, you remember, it's about the Malaysia was asking for their independence. They have the Malayan Union, they call it, isn't it? Then when the Malayan Union, it cannot be done, you see? It's afraid about the racial and all. This one, I do not like to talk much about this racial. And then later on, I think it was Hussein On's father, isn't it? I think I better don't talk this.
Before we end this interview, do you have any more things to add about your experiences during the Japanese occupation times?
So far, I think I've talked a lot already. And, well, this thing has been going on like that, and then everybody was hoping for the British to come back. Then there will be a lot of peace going on. And things go on like that, and everyone is happy now with the work that was given to me. Actually, I was given a rubber buying unit post there as a clerk there. And later on, when it becomes a civil government, immediately from there, I don't have to go out and find work. Automatically, I was put into a commercial firm, directly into a commercial firm, which was called the, also a rubber packing unit, they call it. Automatically, I joined the Anglo-French and Banditson, which is a rubber packing agency. They pack, they buy rubber and send back to England. Then the boss from the buying unit put me into the commercial firm, and that commercial firm, the manager was also knows about my history, and automatically he gave me a post as representative storekeeper attached to a rubber buying agency. So I was put into, from Malacca town, I moved away 30 miles away from Malacca town to one of the rubber agencies packing. I was the sole man there, and the company relied on me, on my honesty, you see. So I becomes the head of that department by myself, attached to the Chinese company. So whenever the Chinese company needs money to buy rubber, I have to check the stock, find out how much rubber can come in, have already come in at total late. I just take a phone and ring up my office, and I just tell them, all right, today my record shows I have 200 tons already in the store. So the company will automatically transfer the money in the bank to the company's bank. Automatically transfer, TT they call it. So that man gets the 200,000. I just make a provisional receipt. He signs, I hold the receipt and then send back to Malacca by post. That's all. I've been working that right through 7 to 8 years. Then they cannot carry on anymore because Chinese are controlling the market, you see. You know, Chinese are very, very tough. As it is, they are controlling the rubber. They are controlling all these commodities. Huh? Chinese are very powerful. So, you see, nowadays we have got rubber buying. Even Firestone, no more. See? Chinese are controlling now.
Okay, thank you very much,
yeah,
Mr. Chen.
Thank you.